As we reported earlier, workplace bullying in New Zealand is rife, according to new research, with this country ranking among the worst in the world. The finding has come from a study led by Massey University, which surveyed 1,700 workers in the education, health, hospitality and travel sectors. Close to one in five said they had been consistently bullied. Kate Gudsell reports.
The study defined bullying as experiencing at least two specific negative acts on a weekly basis for at least 6 months. Those included threats of violence, spreading rumours, and taking credit for someone else's work. Janice Davis says she was bullied for almost a year in her job as a tertiary education tutor.
It was a win-lose situation. He was trying to dominate me, and he wanted my job, which he thought he should have had. He'd been there 6 months, I'd been there 6 years.
Ms. Davis says the bullying ended because the perpetrator left and companies need to do more to address the problem.
It's all too hard and so often it gets swept under the blanket because that's easier. And really what needs to happen, it does need to be addressed. The bully will never ever do anything about it. The victim is the person that has to go looking for a solution.
But Wellington employment lawyer David Burton says often claims of bullying lead to other workplace complaints.
When one employee complains of bullying against another employee, the other employee will complain that the other employee's bullying them as well. So it's sort of like a vicious cycle for the employer. So instead of just having to investigate one claim of bullying, they in fact sometimes getting into what we call personality clashes.
Mr. Burton says there has been an increase in complaints.
Mediation is a very, very effective way of getting an outcome parties can live with. Then the next level, of course, is the Employment Relations Authority, and they too tend to be cognizant of developments in bullying, and because they, I suspect, are also noticing the increasing number of bullying complaints.
The study's lead investigator, Professor Tim Bentley, says the most chronic cases of bullying tend to happen at senior levels.
We still have a culture that tolerates bullying in the workplace. We still lack sufficient numbers of effective or ethical leaders. And where we have leaders that are either bullies or tolerate bullying or mistake it for tough management, then others in the organisation will bully and people will accept being bullies to some extent.
Tim Bentley says human resources departments need to have more power to deal with bullying. For Checkpoint, Kate Gudsell.